What would you call a place where you keep your horses?
Barn.
You know, if
a stable. Some people call it a stable, where they kept. Well, they were stabled in the barn, really, and that's where they'd separate maybe one mean horse from the rest of them, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Call it a stable. If you had a stallion, you had to keep him in the stable.
What would you call a female horse?
Mare.
And if it were a pretty young horse, what would
Filly.
You? If it were a young mule, would you have a name for that?
Horse mule.
Mm-hmm.
Is all I'd ever know. A mare mule and a horse mule. See, that'd be
mm-hmm.
determining the sex.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of fences would you have around here?
Around here? Now? Mostly none at all.
Uh-huh.
Tell you the truth, but where you have to keep your cattle, mm-hmm. we have to keep them under an electric fence, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Then hogs, you can keep them under one, but it's not successful. You have to build a mm-hmm. pen if you want to get any hogs out of fence wire.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of fence would you use for cows? If you didn't use electric fence?
Well, you can use cattle wire if you've got enough money to buy it. And then if you don't, you can use post and barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
Several strands of barbed wire. And that's a pretty good cattle fence.
Mm-hmm. How would you describe the floor plan to your house? The rooms and... Did you have a place outside where you might sit down? Maybe in a rocking chair or something?
Well, the porch.
Mm-hmm.
You always had a big porch, big front porch and a big back porch.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we ever had, of course, now. Well, I never heard of a patio until I was
mm-hmm.
grown.
Mm-hmm. what do you call on a house, if you have the boards and they lap over each other like that? Or
you mean they run this way?
Uh-huh.
Sideways, left over. That's
uh-huh.
that's what they call weather boarding.
Mm-hmm. Would you have a name for it if
it went up and down?
Uh-huh.
Well, you call that built cottage fashion.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a place between the ceiling and the top where you might store things?
Hey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. What other places did you store things?
Well, under the house, and in the tool shed. They had a tool shed, and they had a buggy shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And like I say, smokehouse, you'd put everything and wind up in the smokehouse, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, they'd throw them under the house. See, it was up on the ground, most of them way up like this, and they just... throw ice potatoes. I've seen them spread ice potatoes under the house.
Mm-hmm.
Weed and hope, they just junk it on the house.
If you had a smokehouse and you kept a lot of old things in it and it wasn't used for a smokehouse anymore, you'd still call it the smokehouse?
Yeah, we did. Everyone stayed over there for years, right over there, and we still called it a smokehouse. And it got, oh my God, it got this deep, mm-hmm. just with everything in the world.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever call a building that you might keep things in, maybe old things, a smokehouse, even though it never, maybe in, even if you couldn't even remember when it was used for a smokehouse, or?
Maybe you call it a junk house.
If, would you ever call a smokehouse if it were just a place where you might keep things?
Never had been used for one? No, I don't guess it would. No, it wouldn't. No, a smokehouse was a... Well, way back, they had big buildings
mm-hmm.
that they hung your meat up in, you know, as security, on sticks.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen just solid meat hanging up there, hounds, the sides, the shoulders.
Mm-hmm.